The Dodgers and Giants Tuesday welcome rookie Clay Bellinger to the show. We pick it up in the top of the fourth. It's a 1-0 Giants lead, but Yasiel Puig faces Ty Block with runners at first and second.
Puig, ground ball toward the middle and past the reach of Crawford into left center field. That's a hit. Seager tearing around third. He'll come in to score. Over to third goes Justin Turner. Dodgers have tied the game 1-1. They're going to try to turn two. The infield is back at double play depth. Here's the 1-0. Gonzalez grounds one toward Posey. Posey will throw to second. Crawford has the out there. Crawford throws home, and the ball skips away from Hundley as Turner comes in to score. It's 2-1 Dodgers.
Kershaw pitches. Right down the middle, a fastball at the knees. Strike three called. Struck him out swinging with a slider. It's another 3-3 down the knee.
He winds. He throws. And the big curve. Strike three called. Instead of the slider, he went with the curve. Stubbs had no chance. Seventh strikeout for Kershaw. Two down.
Belt, 3-for-12 with a couple of doubles in his career against Jansen. Jansen's faced two hitters, and they both hit singles against him. Here's the stretch. Samardzija goes. The pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. And he just blew it right by him in the final analysis. Prized young prospect. Giants overload on the right side. Three infielders to the right of second. There's a swing and a voucher towards short. Racing in on the ball is Arroyo. The throw to first is not in time. The Giants have just moved Arroyo all the way over to shortstop. And then the ball got hit very softly. The pitch. Soft ground ball up the first base side. Right next to the bag. Van Slyke's got it. Kicks the bag with his left foot. And the ball game is over. The Dodgers hang on to win it. 2-1 over the Giants to even up the series.
This time it's the Dodgers picking up a 2-1 victory over the Giants on Tuesday after the Giants won by that same score on Monday night. Clayton Kershaw now 4-1, throwing 7 innings of 1-run ball, 1 walk, and striking out 7. San Francisco loses the second game of their series to the Dodgers by a 2-1 final, and manager Bruce Bochy sees another player go down with an injury. This time, shortstop Brandon Crawford. Here's the very latest on his situation.
He's got a right groin strain at this point. I'd put him at day-to-day. He's leaving tomorrow, and so hopefully we can get a MRI done before he takes off and find out what's going on there. So I can give you more information once he's done with the treatment, hopefully getting a test tomorrow and let you know where we're at with him. He did it good enough to the point where we had to take him out for a pinch runner.
Hey, could you talk a little bit about the job by Ty Black after all of those games of only one inning, coming up with 5 good innings here?
Yeah, Ty did a really nice job. His first start hadn't been stretched out. He's got an inning here and there, but goes out there and goes 5 innings and gives up 2 runs. I thought just a nice effort, and had his pitches going. We had a play there that was almost a great double play, and throw was just a little low there and hit the dirt, and Nick couldn't come up with that home plate, or else I think we would have had him there at the plate, but Ty gave us all we needed. Kept us in the game against a very tough pitcher, as you know, and gave us a chance to win the game, which we had a chance. And we've had what 3 or 4 of those where we've been right there and just can't get over the hump with another hit to pull one out here for us. Hard-fought game, well-pitched game on both sides.
You said you're just a hitter, so how did you feel about the guys' approach against Kershaw tonight?
I thought they did a pretty good job. We put some pressure on them, and of course, Ty started it with a double. They were playing shallow there, and he lobbed one over their heads, and didn't look like we were going to get them in. Kershaw did what the elite pitchers did. He turned it up a notch and got a couple strikeouts, but Buster came through with the big 2-out hit, and And then he settled in, and he was tough as he normally is. And the only thing you can hope is create some chances, which we had a couple. And, of course, the eighth inning, you know, we have him on the ropes there, and we're just a little short there at the end, you know, with the players, you know, with the injuries we're dealing with. Really couldn't run for Buster. So, you know, these little things probably caught up with us there at the end.
On that near double play you mentioned, I know you probably can't see everything, but did Buster look Turner back enough there?
Yeah. You know, he did the right thing. Caught the ball. He looked Turner back. Made a quick throw to Crawl, who has one of the best arms. So it's almost very well executed. But, you know, throw was a little low. And that's a tough play for a catcher. You're trying to pick a ball and tag a guy. But if he would have picked it, or if the throw was on the money, then I think we would have had Turner.
Two well-played games here. I mean, you win one, you don't win the other, but the pitching at least seems to be coming around the way you had hoped.
It has. You know, this is more who we are. And you're going against one of the best pitchers, if not the best pitcher in the game. You know, you got to hope your guy goes out there and gives you a chance, and that's what Block did. And for a spot start in this situation, I was, you know, proud of him. It's good to see a couple well-pitched games, especially coming out of Colorado. But you know what? It's different, Colorado. I mean, you saw the game there tonight. I don't know what they scored, 30 runs or something. It's a different game. Kansas City, we were fine. So this is, you know, more who we are.
I'm guessing that one of the bright sides of the night is Arroyo getting his first hit and against that kind of pitcher.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's a moment he'll never forget. I think his family was here, and you know, it's pretty nice ball to have when you have your first hit, and it's off Clayton Kershaw. So, you know, something he can be proud of.
Just going back to Block for a second, I think 25 pitches was the most he had thrown in a game, and I know he was going to get stretched out in the bullpen. As you were seeing the pitches go into the 50s and 60s and 70s, how did you kind of assess that he was good enough to go out there till 75?
And just watching, you know, the location of the pitches, the velocity, you know, it might have come down just a tick, but I thought he was still hitting his spots and had a good changeup going. I did go check on him just to make sure he was all right. I wanted to give him one more hitter. You know, I thought he did such a great job. He deserved a shot to maybe get a win in that game. I felt like he had enough to get that hitter. He ended up making a great play on that line drive. But, he's been throwing his pins and getting his work in the games occasionally. And then, you know, here's a guy that takes care of himself. But, you know, there's not a lot of effort in his delivery, so he pitches very efficiently.
The series continues on Wednesday for the Giants with Johnny Cueto at 3-1 making the start.